Four recruits at the police college in Porirua have been stood down for misconduct. Police say the recruits were not on duty at the time and three of the incidents happened off campus. In addition, at least another six recruits were involved in a drinking incident at the college, yet were still allowed to graduate. Now, troubles in this intake, which include allegations against its top graduate, are raising questions about whether the drive to provide more police is resulting in a drop in standards. The Minister of Police is Stuart Nash. He is with us now. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Guyon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's going on?
Well, let me put a bit of context. Between 2012 and 2017, the number of police in our streets dropped by 72. Methamphetamine went out of control. The gangs become organised. Crime rates went through the roof and resolution rates dropped. We said we're going to address that. We're going to put 1,800 more police into our communities, which we're doing. And I think New Zealand First for the Vision on this, actually. They've done a fantastic job.
Yeah, but I'm talking about what's been happening in this intake. And to provide some context for this specific issue, this was billed as the largest intake ever. You had 100 people graduating from this wing, and 10% of them, that's 10 out of 100 at least, have got into real trouble and yet still been allowed to graduate.
Well, I'm not going to defend bad behaviour, Guy, and there's no doubt about that. But what I do know is the police have processes and procedures in place to deal with this. And if you want to know what those specific ones are, I suggest you talk to the Commissioner. But, you know, we have a very high standard. We are not dropping the quality or the standard of recruits coming into the New Zealand Police Service. That just wouldn't be fair on the communities they serve, but it also wouldn't be fair on the recruits themselves. You know, we need good, high-quality people serving our communities. I think we're getting those. I've been to every single graduation except one since becoming the Minister of Police, and we've graduated 786 men and women into the service, and they are of an exceptional quality. So believe me when I say that we are not dropping the quality or the standards or the recruitment process either.
So if they are of exceptional quality, then why have four recruits been stood down for misconduct?
Well, they have been stood down, and the police are investigating those. You know, we will not tolerate poor behaviour. So the police have processes in place to deal with that, and they have done that appropriately.
Well,
it's the reason why they were stood down.
Well, if you won't tolerate poor behaviour, then why were at least half a dozen recruits who have been involved in a drinking incident at the college, which the police themselves say didn't meet their standards, why were they still allowed to graduate?
Well, I'm assuming what happened is the superintendent of the college, who is a very fine man and has been doing this for a long time, made a judgment call that the recruits have learned a lesson. He wasn't going to ensure, he wasn't going to be the one that, you know, brought their career crashing down around their ears. They learned their lesson, and they will go on and be great officers. You know, just because these guys, like I said, Guy, I'm not going to defend bad behaviour.
But what you are though, aren't you?
No, this is not exactly
what you're doing this morning. You're defending
bad behaviour. I'm not at all defending bad behaviour, but what I do defend is the way that police deal with this. We've got some very experienced men and women out of the police college. If they determine that the recruits who want to become police officers are not of sufficient quality, of not a very high standard, and don't uphold the values of the New Zealand Police Service, then they will not graduate them. They obviously made a decision here that these recruits...
Everyone is on the same page. I'll read what the police said about the incident. This incident was investigated from a conduct perspective, and the police have made it clear that this behaviour did not align with police values, and we expect a higher standard of behaviour from them. They go on to say that they were still allowed to graduate. So, I mean, it's only a 16-week course, isn't it? It's not like they're being asked to be on guard for years. You would have thought that they probably could have refrained from getting involved in an alcohol-fueled incident like this while they're on the course. Does it surprise you that they were still allowed to graduate?
It doesn't surprise me. It disappoints me that they were involved in this sort of behaviour. There's no doubt about that. But what I do trust is Scott, to superintendent, and his men and women out there to use their judgment. I mean, if they thought that this was of sufficient, if this was so bad that these men and women just were not of a good quality to be police, then they would have stood them down and said, "See you later. You're not going to be police officers." Mm. They obviously used their judgment and said, "Okay, this was an incident that did not meet our high standards." However, we're going to give you guys a second chance. You've learnt your lesson, so go on and go out there and be good officers. But, you know, we've got to allow them to use their discretion on this. And they are very good men and women. They're very experienced at training college. We're not doing anything differently than we did before we came to government.
The person who graduated top of this wing, and now you would know this person because you went to the award ceremony for this. They won the Minister's Award, right?
I presented him with his award, yes.
Yeah. And he was the subject of a criminal complaint.
Which was not upheld, in my understanding, is that the police are investigating this as an employment matter now. Again, if you want to know more about that, I suggest you get in touch with the Commissioner. But again, you know, I demand, as does the Commissioner, as does, I think, every police officer, a very high standard of behaviour. And it's about a 9-month process, Guyon, from when someone shows interest to when they actually get into police college. So it's not as if we're just mopping up a whole lot of people from the street and throwing them to the college. It's about 15% of people who apply to the police college actually get in. So this is it's a
real. Well, that's interesting, and we'll park that figure for just a second. But you said 15%, and we'll come back to that. But this guy who graduates top, he gets the Minister's Award, he gets the Firearms Award, he's the top graduate, right?
Mm.
And the allegation made against him, and it has been reported in the Fairfax media, Blair Ensor is a journalist whose piece that I'm relying on for this, because he's published this piece, it's in the public arena,
sure.
That the allegations are that he took a cell phone that belonged to the brother of a girlfriend and accessed a Facebook account, and then intimidated this individual by driving down the street, tailgating him and tooting his horn. And that this was investigated, although, as you say, the police found insufficient grounds to prosecute this as a criminal matter. But the people who describe themselves as a victim of this say that he shouldn't be a police officer. He's graduated top of the course. I mean, it's not a great look, is it,
for your recruitment drive? It's not a great look, but keeping in mind there are two sides to every story. The police did investigate this. I mean, I'm not really going to talk about an individual matter, but what I will say is the police investigated this and found insufficient evidence. There are two sides to every story, we know that. And the police determined that this chap hadn't done anything that warranted any charges against him. As mentioned,
it's not a great bar, though, is it, for being the top graduate of the course that you weren't involved in criminal offending?
Well, the thing is that you and I don't know the circumstances.
No,
the case.
We don't.
The police do. They investigated it and they said there's nothing.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, just to wrap this up and just to bring it right to the crux of this, here's the allegation, right, and we'll come back to your 15%. You're trying to get all these new police on the beat, and a lot of people think that's a great idea, so that's fair enough. But are you just too eager to accept the people coming in? Because you've said about 15% usually are accepted into the college. Yet last year, and I've looked at the records for this, you took 25% of those who applied, which would seem a lot more. So are you letting in people who don't make the grade?
No, a much higher quality of people are actually applying. I mean, as mentioned, I've been to every graduation. I've seen the profile of every officer passing through the college. We are getting exceptional people who are deciding on a career less ordinary, but very important. And, you know, we have a big recruitment drive on. There are people from all walks of life, all qualifications and all ages. So we're seeing a different profile now applying to be police officers, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. And what I would, I invite you to come out to one of the graduations and see these wonderful men and women who are heading into it.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. But can we just come back to that number, just finally? 1,883... was your pool, and you took 473. That's from an OIA of June 5. So that's
sure.
This year. That's 25%. And would you acknowledge that you're taking a higher proportion of those who apply? And would you agree that that may mean that you are accepting people who in the past may not have got there because
completely
you want to boost your numbers?
Completely refute that, Guy. And the men and women who are applying to be police officers now are of a higher quality. Keeping in mind, 75% who applied didn't get through. There are, as mentioned, there are fantastic men and women who are applying.
Yeah, and 10% of those who were in the wing got investigated for some form of misconduct.
And the police determined that it was not sufficient to throw them out of college. But believe me, if If recruits act in a way which is so unbecoming the New Zealand Police Service, then they do not graduate. This has not changed under this government, and I will not accept the fact that that we are graduating people who wouldn't have got through ordinarily or before we became the government. There are very good men and women who are heading out into our communities. 1,800 more over 3 years. That is a game changer for the police and a game changer for law and order in our communities.
Thanks for your time this morning. Stuart Nash, Police Minister.